the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Happy Monday, everybody. And a big opening this weekend for Batman. Yeah. Batman, the movie, I guess. The Dark Knight, that's what it was, right? They still use the old Batman theme for it?
No, they shouldn't. No. Though.
All right. But it made a ton of money. Batman film nears $200 million after the first weekend. And it turns out Batman is more of a superhero than first thought. Is this the new Batman music?
No, this is older stuff. I'll have it ready in a minute.
Where's the old Batman theme? Do we have that? That's pretty cool. They should have used that. The latest installment in the Caped Crusader franchise, The Dark Knight. Yeah. Oh, classic Batman. Fairly easy song to remember the lyrics to as well. I grew up watching Batman After School, and it's a pretty cool show, the Caped Crusaders. I never understood exactly what their superhero strengths were. It didn't seem like they were, you know, like Superman had flying and X-ray vision, and, you know, he could lift tall buildings, he leaped tall buildings in a single bound. And Batman, you know, just had like a rope and his little buddy. And they used to climb up and down buildings.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But it was great, you know, at the end of the show every afternoon, same bat time, same bat channel. But it turns out this movie was a major, major hit. And it made $158 million for Warner Brothers during its first 3 days of release across the United States and Canada. And a lot of people saw this thing. Even around the world, I guess in Australia where Heath Ledger's from, he played the Joker, is that right?
That was Heath Ledger.
That made $13.7 million in Australia. $7 million in Mexico. What does it cost to see a movie in Mexico? Anybody know?
100 pesos?
Is that right?
I was going to say like 8 pesos.
Really? What does that equal in the United States?
I think like a quarter.
Is anybody listening here originally from Mexico? I'd like to ask you real quickly. Well, I could do a whole hour on it, but what does it cost to go to a movie in Mexico? Perhaps if you're just visiting the United States, or maybe you have a relative that's been there. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. What does it cost to go to a movie in Mexico? But the two people I'd like to talk to, I was watching the news over the weekend. And they showed packed theaters in Westwood and Canoga Park up at Universal City Walk and, you know, around Southern California. And there were a lot of people that were dressed up as Batman and a ton of people dressed up as the Joker.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And I'd like to talk to these people for one reason. I want to know what's going on with these people. I mean, when you go to McDonald's, you don't dress up as Ronald McDonald. You know, you go in your jeans, your T-shirt, and you go and get yourself a decent meal and slide home. When you go to Monty's Steakhouse, you don't dress up as a cow when you go there. And, you know, when you go to Disneyland, you're not Mickey Mouse. Or when you go to SeaWorld, you don't dress up as Shamu. But there's something compelling that makes people dress up for sporting events and movies. I'm not sure what it is. I don't know why somebody would dress up like the Joker and go to the movie. Do you think that maybe it's cool? You know, a lot of people say it's a conversation starter. It seems like a deal breaker when it comes to getting chicks. Like, Gina, if you went to Batman and you saw a guy dressed up as a Joker, does he have any shot at you?
Absolutely not. No.
Not at all.
Absolutely not.
What if it was like Brad Pitt dressed up as the Joker?
That is such a turnoff. I wouldn't want him to talk to me, no.
All right, gang. You gotta understand, though, if you're gonna go to a movie where there's other people and there's other chicks, you want to meet chicks. You gotta sort of be in the game. You know, you gotta make sure that you're in a position where you can take one of these chicks home, or at least go out to dinner or something or whatever. But to dress up like the Joker or Batman, I mean, it's outrageous. Now, Randy Wang, you were stoned. You went to see this movie, high?
I was coming off a major high, and me and a buddy of mine decided to go see it.
And how was it?
I thought it was pretty good. It was extremely long. It's a 2.5-hour movie.
Wow.
And I was sitting in the very front left row because the theater was packed on a Saturday night.
So it's like 5 Batman episodes when I was a kid.
Basically.
Wow.
You know, I love at the end of the Batman show, every time they'd always be in a situation they could never get out of. Will Batman get out of this time?
Yeah, he always
tune in
got
next
out
time.
Of it.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Right, and the same bat escape the next day. But when you saw, were there people dressed up at the theater?
I saw, and this is, mind you, in the Valley at the Century Theater on Victory. People were dressed up.
Jesus Christ, man! As what? As Batman and the Joker?
A lot of people as Batman, as Joker. A couple people as Two-Face. They thought it'd be really funny to paint half of their face. Ugh.
Oh, ba boom.
Good God. Right.
All right, Joel in Redland Heights, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hi, what's up?
All right. Now, what does it cost to go to a movie in Mexico?
Well, it depends. You know, it's from like 40 to 50 pesos.
Right. What does that mean?
$5.
$5?
Yeah, most $5, you know.
So about 40 pesos.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad. All right, I just wanted to see what it costs, because I know that in the United States of America, where we are right now, I think it's $11. What'd you pay for the movie out there?
$10.50 a ticket.
$10.50. Jesus Christ, man. You know what? It makes sense, then, if you have a big family, to slide down to Tijuana to look at it. You know? I mean, if you could save, let's say you had a family, with grandkids and everything. Let's say you had a family of 15. You could save yourself $75 just getting down to Mexico. You know, put everybody, I guess in gas, you'd probably waste a lot of money. But maybe you'd enjoy yourself. All right, real quickly, Paul in Chino. You confirm that it's about $5 to see a movie in Mexico?
Actually, it's a little bit more nowadays. There's a place out down south, and I don't know if many people know about it. It's called VIP. It's a theater. You lounge. It's full-on, like, couch, leather. It's more of a first-class kind of theater. It's like $7, you know?
Yeah, it does sound like first class, sitting on a couch with a bunch of...
Yeah, it's a leather couch, reclines, and you get waiters, cappuccinos, and even shots of tequila you'd like. And
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I think I'm going to pass. I don't know what goes on in the couches there during the other movies. And I don't want to sit on somebody else's couch. That was always like something that would creep me out when I was younger anyway. When you go to a friend's house and they had a couch, I never sat on somebody else's couch. It's just weird. Especially if it's like velour, you know, somebody. Because like Malibu Dan, and I've told the story on the air, and he knows I've told it, so it's not major news. And I'm not going to bust his balls. But he would tell me that he and Sarah would have sex all the time on the couch.
What?
And then I'd go over to his house, and I'd be like, oh, man, I don't want to sit there. I don't want to sit anywhere in this clown's house. Guy's, banging on every piece of furniture. All right, there are two people. Let's hang up on these guys. Thank you for phoning in with your Mexican information. So it's about $5 to see a movie down in Mexico. Not bad. Now, here's the question. Here's the two people I'd like to talk to over the course of the next hour. Two people. Sort of like a split topic here. If you have dressed up to go to see this movie, or you've dressed up to see movies in the past, I'd like to chit-chat with you. I'm not going to completely judge you. I just want to see if I could ever understand the mentality behind going to Batman dressed up like one of the characters, or going to Superman, or Star Wars, or Star Trek. All right? I just want to see if I can ever grasp that, you know, that sort of commitment to these movies. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, the second group of people I'd like to talk to, somewhat like Randy Wang here, if you went to see Batman completely effed up this weekend, I'm not talking about a couple of hits of marijuana, I'm not talking about one Vicodin, I'm not talking about 4 or 5 beers. I'm talking about guys that really effing went for it. I'm talking about acid, multiple hits of something, cocaine in your nose, your mouth, your eyes, your rear end, whatever orifice you put it in. But guys that really went for it this weekend, you got really effed up, man. Effed up. And you went to see Batman. And again, don't call me and say you're slightly buzzed and you went to see Batman. That's boring to me. I'm talking about guys that could barely knew who they were and where they were when Batman started. Because I'll never be that way, so I can only live vicariously through you lunatics. And so if you were completely effed up, again, you barely knew what time it was, you didn't know what day it was, you don't know who you're with, you're hallucinating, you're getting all crazy in that theater, I'd like to see what that experience was if you're completely on the edge. You know, you're almost to the point where they should hospitalize you. You're that buzzed. You're like 20 minutes away, like one more sip of vodka away from Cedars-Sinai. That buzzed. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. And again, I've been told when we talk to people who go for it to say the number rather slowly, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. This has got to be an experience when you're that effed up. I mean, to hear this, just this, the sound effects, the movie, and the music. This is one of the reasons I don't get that effed up. Just that music would freak me out. Justin in Simi Valley, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, man. Now, you go to these movies all dressed up, huh?
You know what? Yeah, I do. I was never really into reading, and then I started reading the Harry Potter stuff when I was like 11, 12 years old. I skate and stuff, and like, I don't know, I wouldn't say I was in much of a fool crowd or anything, but, you know, none of my friends really read any of that kind of stuff. But, when I go to the movies and stuff, you know, I meet kids that are into the same kind of stuff. And
how old are you?
I'm 21 years old right now.
And do the kids that you meet that are into it as well, are they rather younger than you?
They're a lot younger, completely. But, you know, I like to encourage it because, you know, when there's an older kid, they always look up to you. And
go dressed up as Harry Potter?
No, I just go as a regular wizard or anything like that.
Oh, just a regular wizard.
Yeah, just to show some support, you know. Right. I don't know, it's like one of my favorite books and everything, so...
Where was Dad when you were growing up?
Sorry?
Where was Dad when you were growing up?
Dad and I, he left me when I was 3, so it was just me and my mom and my 4 sisters.
Yeah, that's gonna happen. I'm sorry that you're 21 now, I could have been there for you. When your dad left, I should have slid in there and prevented you from having a lifelong battle with who should I dress up next time I go to the movie as, you know?
Oh, well, I'm not saying that it was...
I could have slid in there and helped you, dude.
Yeah, for sure.
I could have helped your ass out. You'd have been, playing sports and drinking beer right now instead of these wizard costumes.
Well, actually...
There's a lot of estrogen going around that house when you were a kid, huh?
Well, I tried to stay out as much as I could. I skated for about 12 years, and I was a sponsored skater until I snapped my foot in half.
Oh, Jesus. How'd that happen?
I was trying to do a fakie kickflip off of a 10 stair, and
right.
I just didn't do the pop-off right at the end. And it turned into a hard flip, and I landed, and I broke my foot in 3 different places.
You know, it's really weird. I sort of understand exactly what you're saying.
Do you really?
Yeah. All right, we're going to give you tickets here, dude. How's your foot now? You all right?
Yeah, it's totally cool now.
Walk around? All right. All right, we're going to give you tickets to, hold on 1 second, to the Extreme Rodeo happening August 1st at the OC Fair. And the OC Fair is going on until August 3rd. Visit OCFair.com. OCFair.com. Let's talk to Chris in Hollywood. You're on 97.1. How you doing?
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
All right, man. Now, you dressed up to go see The Dark Knight, is that right?
I did. I went with a bunch of friends. We all got together, and there was about 15 of us, and we all went to the Arclight, the midnight showing.
At which theater?
The Arclight in Hollywood.
Jesus Christ.
All right. All right. Everybody dressed up?
Just a couple people. I was one of the few that did. There's about 5 of the 15 of us that dressed up. And you had everything from, like, the Joker's henchmen to one guy dressed up as Batman, one of my girlfriends dressed up as, you know, Catgirl, and I went as the Joker.
Now, did anybody get laid that night in the whole group?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
But it wasn't you?
No. My girlfriend actually stayed home. She had to work the next day.
Oh, babo. Now, you got a chick?
Yes.
And she knows you dress up?
Yeah, you know, I actually offered her, you know, to take her to this, but it's not really her type of movie, so I thought, you know, if you want to stay home, I totally understand that. I'll just go with a bunch of friends. But
well, this relationship is doomed. If that's not her type of movie and you're going completely dressed up, it's over.
Yeah, well, she did enjoy Mamma Mia.
All right, now when you go to this movie dressed up, you went as who?
The Joker.
The Joker, okay.
Yeah.
Now, did you paint your face before you left the house?
Yes.
All right, so you drove to the theater as the Joker.
Yeah.
And did that get you any looks on the freeways?
Yeah, actually, I got tons of looks and everything. It was kind of interesting just walking down. I mean, everybody pretty much knew where we were going because there was a couple of us in the car. But, yeah, we got plenty of looks driving down the freeway.
And real quickly, and please don't BS us here because I'm doing a study for UCLA Hospital. Was mom and dad? Was dad around when you were a kid?
No.
No. Where did dad go?
My parents divorced when I was pretty young.
How old?
Actually, about a week after I was born.
Holy Christ!
Yeah.
Wow. So your dad really stuck it out for 7 days.
Yeah.
The father of the year there. Where did he go? I mean, you still see him at all?
Very, very rarely. We don't have the best relationship, but he lives in Texas.
All right. Do you miss him at all?
No, actually, I don't. The concept of having a father in my life is kind of a foreign concept to me. I've been raised by my mom my entire life, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
All right, you got sisters?
Yeah, just one sister.
And any brothers?
No, just the one sister.
All right, Bobo. All right, I think it's okay. I think you just have to, you know, you got to watch it because, again, if you're out there wanting to attract women, you know, you can't always be dressed up because when you dress up as a character and you go to the movies. What you're telling the chick is that Pops wasn't around when you were younger.
Well, this is the one-time thing. You know, everybody was doing it that night.
All right. I'm just telling you, Chris. I'm trying to save your life here, man. You know, I'm not trying to bust your balls. I'm just trying to help you out in the future to try to get you some tail.
Yeah.
All right? All right. Hold on one sec. We're going to give you something here. Oh, Bobo, 2 for 2. We're going to give you the 97.1 80s DVD extravaganza, Fatal Attraction. Look at that. On DVD from the I Love the 80s collection. Pick up your favorite 80s film at your nearest store. Look at that, 80s, man. All right, if you dressed up or if you were completely effed up when you went to see this movie, The Dark Knight, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. So far, 2 for 2. The two guys that went to see Batman dressed up, Pops left the house early. That is the danger you run, young men. If you have kids and you split early, eventually your son is going to dress up like a character and go to the movies.
Jesus Christ.
So if that's the price you have to pay, and if you can live with that, then go ahead and bust up with the old lady. But if you can't, stick around. And make sure that kid is, you know, he gets some sports in him, some beer, and, you know, learns how to be a dude. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. The Dark Knight film grossed $158 million for Warner Brothers. Congratulations for the WB out there. in the San Fernando Valley, or at least that's where the studio is. And $158 million, that's sensational. Just when they thought that, you know, people weren't going to the theaters anymore, Batman brought them all back. And it's close to $200 million, $199.655 million over the weekend, if you count international as well. So the two groups I'd like to talk to are these guys who dress up to go see Batman and the guys that were so bombed they could barely tell you where they were. And I think Chris is one of those dudes. Chris in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
What's up, brother?
All right. What would you drop? What'd you take before you saw Batman?
I took about four Vikes and about eight Buds, Budweiser.
Wow.
I have to, Budweiser.
Enjoy yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
And how was the movie on four Vicodin and eight beers?
I have no idea. I gotta go watch it again.
Yeah, that's one of the downsides of getting too effed up. You forgot you were there. Okay, we can't use that whole S word there.
But I heard it was pretty good. I mean, there was some clapping and laughing, here and there. And
yeah, you got to get back to it now.
Now I got to pay twice.
Yeah, now you got to lose one of the Vicodin. I go with three Vicodin, maybe seven beers.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a smart man.
Yeah. All right, Bubba. We thank you for calling. Yeah, that's the risk you run, man. You get too effed up, you forget where you were. You forget you saw the thing. Let's talk to a Kimberly in Englewood. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, Kimberly.
I don't appreciate when people that don't read comics are just the mainstream. They
right.
think people are crazy.
Right.
Because I've dressed in costume. I've dressed as Dracula. I've dressed as Han Solo. Dressed as vampires.
Right.
It's a hobby.
I understand that.
Have a mother and a father. They were there for me.
That's pretty rare, baby.
I have no idea what she's saying.
Yeah. All right, so you dress up to go to the movies as well?
I have.
Are you a single woman?
I'm married.
How old are you?
41.
41 years old. And does your husband dress up as well?
No, not his thing. He does collect comic books, though.
He does. Mm-hmm. All right, so you met somebody of your own ilk.
Yep.
All right. I'm just trying to save the fellows from not getting laid for the next 20 years. You know what I mean?
There's plenty of guys that get laid that dress in costume.
Yeah, but sweetheart, when you limit the pool of girls that will sleep with you from like maybe from 80% down to 2%, it affects your ability to get some.
If you think that way, I know tons of guys.
Do you think you're more likely to get tail if you're dressed up?
Depends on what the costume is.
Well, let me just tell you that is impossible.
Well, that's your.
No, it's not my opinion, sweetheart. It's not my opinion. Let's not make it personal here.
No,
it
no,
is the
I'm
opinion
not
of
opinion.
Most of the people in the United States and around the world that most of the public thinks that people who dress up to go to the movies are people to stay away from.
Well, they're strange.
Who is strange?
People that think that.
Well, but that's the majority of the people.
Well, they need to get out more.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know, it's like the post office. You know, the plexiglass there, I'm not sure who that's to protect. The people, the patrons from the workers from the patrons. You never know. You know what I mean?
True.
And so you never know if, who's crazy here. Is it us? Is it the majority of the people? Or is it the minority of the people?
Well, sanity is a kind of questionable there.
Yeah. But I think with women, it's more accepted to dress up than men. And if you notice that the guys we've talked to who dress up to go to these movies, Pops isn't around.
Well, That's a whole other issue.
Yeah. All right. That's what we're going to talk about. Kimberly, we thank you for calling, baby.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. There she goes, everybody. Don and Marietta, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yes.
Hey.
Hi.
All right. So you went to see Batman effed up?
I did.
What were you on?
I did a morphine patch.
Morphine. Excellent, man. How was it?
One of those patches, man.
You know, the morphine patch might be the perfect buzz. Because you can literally wear it. It's odorless. You can't really, you know, detect that somebody is on it until they, you know, flip out. I think it might be the perfect buzz.
It is. I mean, if I had enough of them, I would get myself in trouble with them.
Yeah. Well, eventually you're going to need the morphine blanket. Now, on morphine, was it a different experience? How was it?
Well, you know, the last movie I saw, a Batman movie, was with Buster Keaton's grandkid about 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
I'm not a Batman fan. I just got drugged down there, literally.
Right. Now, how did you get a hold of morphine patches?
I don't want to get into the answer to that.
Oh, okay. All right. Were you ever addicted to morphine?
No, nothing like that. It was recreational use only.
Oh, I see. Okay. Can you buy them recreationally? I guess you can. You can buy anything, huh?
Yeah.
And what is the high when you put on that patch? First of all, where do you put it on? Put it on your arm like a
just,
you
know, on my shoulder?
Like a nicotine patch.
I'm not a nicotine fan, but I guess that would be the same concept.
Now, when you put the patch on, how soon does the buzz kick in?
Like 10, 15 minutes, you start getting that taste in your mouth. Right, you take the Vicodin. I mean, it's a similar type approach. But trust me, when you take it off, it doesn't stop. I mean, it's not over in 15 minutes like it starts. It's there for 4 or 5 hours.
After you take it off?
Yeah.
Now, how long do you have to leave it on to get the to absorb all the morphine?
I don't know. They're towards about, well, the movie was 2.5 hours long. It was over at 12:30 or 1. I had enough of it and took it off shortly after I got home to take a shower.
Now, what do you do when you take the patch off? You got to keep it. And what do? You roll it up and smoke it?
No, I was done with it. I tossed it in the toilet and it was gone. Yeah, it's a tough ride. I mean, there's no going back once you're on it.
Yeah. All right. And how long you been on? How long have you been doing the morphine patches?
No. This is the first time I did one.
Oh, first time. Wow.
So what's his name said? Buy the ticket, take the ride. So
yes. All right, Bubba. We thank you for calling. Not a bad way to go with the morphine patch on, sitting in Batman. That's got to be exciting. However, that guy's got a lot of balls, because usually when you take a drug for the first time, you want to see what your reaction is going to be to it. So you don't want to step into the public arena. You don't want to go to a Batman premiere or a Batman movie. And you may not want to go to a sporting event or any kind of live theater, because you never know if you're going to flip out.
Crap!
But this guy goes for it, man. I like that dude. All right, let's talk to Tom in Moore Park. You're on 97.1. How you doing, Tommy?
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
All right, man. I hear it in your voice. You dressed up for Batman.
Oh, yes, I did.
All right. And who'd you go as?
The Joker.
The Joker.
And I'd like to add, I was shrooming as well. So.
Wow. All right. This is a combination here. You actually hit the exacta here for this topic. Hey, now, when you dressed up as the Joker and you're shrooming,
yeah,
and you go to see the movie, do you think to yourself, like a chick who went to the prom with the same, and her friend has the same dress, do you think, that guy stole my idea?
Not exactly.
If a guy's dressed up as the Joker?
Not really. It was an experience, though.
Did you act like the Joker at the movie?
I acted a little screwy from what I can remember, not too crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
And real quickly, because I'm doing a study here for UCLA Medical Center.
Right.
How was the relationship between your parents?
Oh, great. My dad and I, we collect comic books together, actually.
Okay. All right. That's the one area that I didn't suspect. So your dad is sort of like a goofball as well, but but in a good way.
Yeah, right. Definitely. He's into Star Trek, and I'm not into that. But
now, would your dad dress up to go to the movie with you?
No, I doubt it.
You wouldn't do that.
No.
And where is Mom? Crying in the other room? How did I hook up with these two?
No, you know, she's not really into it, but I mean, she doesn't have a problem. I mean,
have you seen the movie sober, and you've seen it on?
Oh yeah. I went and saw it again last night with my mom, actually.
And how is it different on shrooms and sober?
Completely different. I liked it a lot. I thought Heath Ledger's performance was awesome, and I was glad to be able to support his character.
I imagine IMAX and shrooms is a great combo as well.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I saw Batman Begins in IMAX. I wasn't on shrooms, but it was awesome.
Jesus, look at you going for it, man. Now, do you dress up before you go to the theater?
Yeah.
So you dressed up, and you drove to the theater as the Joker?
Well, I didn't drive.
Oh, you didn't drive.
The movie theater from my house is probably like 2 miles.
Okay. Now, were you shrooming before you got to the theater?
Yeah, about an hour. Let it kick in, you know, get the good effect.
You know what? I'm actually almost inclined to do this.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You know, dress up like an a-hole, take mushrooms, and really go for it one night and see it.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, because I may have to expand and open my mind here.
Yeah, and I saw 30 Days a Night on acid, and that was an experience.
Wow. Look at you, man. All right, how old are you?
21.
21. Oh, that's isn't it nice to be 21 again, huh?
Yeah.
You know, when you get older and you got a kid and you got a wife and you get a job and you got to be somewhere every day, it's tough to throw some paint in your face and hit the shrooms.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But this is the time to go for it, dude, when you're young like this. And, you know, do it. Continue to enjoy yourself until you get married.
I'll try.
And then the shrooms, you know, get shut down. All right, we're going to give you something here. You like tattoos?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to give you something here. L.A. Ink, Season 1 on DVD with the sexy artist Kat Von D. Look at that. Get L.A. Ink's first season on your at your nearest store. Check out the newest season Thursdays, 10 p.m., only on TLC Network. All right, if you dress up for Batman and or if you went completely effed up, I'd like to chit-chat with you here. The film grossed $158 million in the United States, $200 million worldwide. A big boost for Warner Brothers out there. Congratulations to everybody attached.
Right. It's kind of a spoiler.
Okay. All right.
Let's just say there's a reason that Tim would love to see this movie.
Okay, let's not get into it. But Randy Wang told me something about the movie, and I just said it on the air. And he said, dude, you got to dump that. You're gonna give the ending of the movie away. And so I dumped it because I didn't want to do that to anybody. But I didn't know that was part of the big finish of the movie.
Oh, no, it was actually in the middle of the movie, but
let's not give it away. I hate when guys do that, and you know, these a-holes on radio, they give away the endings to movies, and then you know, everyone gets, you know, they're thrilled, killed by some a-hole on the air. I wouldn't do that. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. If you went as Batman or the Joker, or if you're effed up, call us here. I'd like to chit-chat with you. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Batman opened last night, or on Friday, I mean. It was very successful. It's made $158 million right here in this country. And then also did kicked ass around the world. Almost $200 million on opening weekend. It's a big record for Warner Brothers for the film business. Did you go effed up or did you dress up? The two types of people to call us here. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Steve in Hawaiian Gardens, you're on 97.1. How you doing?
Pretty good, thank you.
All right, you saw Batman, huh?
Yes, pretty effed up.
And what were you on?
Weed and alcohol.
How much weed?
About a good kush bowl. Well,
that's not bad. How much alcohol?
32 ounce of Bud Ice.
Oh, get out of here, dude. Please, enough with these clowns who are on a beer and a bowl of pot. Christ almighty. Randy Wang doesn't, you know, he gets up and does that. That's his,
who the hell drinks Bud Ice?
That's his eye opener. It's, you know, before Randy gets out of bed, it's a big bowl and a Bud Ice.
I went to this thing on two space cakes, which are full of hash, and two bowls.
Jesus Christ. Well, like a big, that's going to be your wedding cake, is a space cake.
That'd be awesome.
How big was the space cake? Where'd you get it? Your pharmacy?
I get them at my pot store. They sell these little 2 ounce space cakes.
Well, those run you?
$10 a piece. Mm. So worth it.
How much money are you spending at the pot store now, young man?
Like $40 a week.
You're full of crap. You're spending like $40 a day there.
It's cheap. The stuff is cheap. Joints are only $10. Grams are only $20. And space cakes are only $10. And 3 for $25, by the way.
Wow. Now, your parents know? Because when you started the station, I think you may have been drunk once or twice in your life.
I've been drunk a few times, but I've not been smoking the weed. But you know how my parents found out about my smoking weed? Because they hear this stuff on the air, and I always tell, oh, I'm just making that up.
Right.
That's just for the air. But for my brother's birthday last month, I offered him a pot brownie, you know, as a birthday present. And then he goes and rats and tells my mom that I got a pot license. What an a-hole.
That is a left up. Cindy in Anaheim, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Hey, hi, love your show.
Oh, thank you.
This doesn't have anything to do with Batman, but we went about, last February and saw the, I want to say the Wiz, the one, the Wizard of Oz play.
Right.
So I go with my boyfriend. We're messed up. We smoked a lot of pot. We stopped at a bar down the street and had a couple of Long Island iced teas because we can't smoke anymore pot in line. And we have a few Xanax, and we're just mellow, and we're going to meet his brother there. He's going to meet us in line. We have three tickets. All of a sudden, we're standing there. Everything's fine. We're mellow. We're just spaced out and having a good time here. Hi. He's dressed as Dorothy. He's got on, I don't know where he got these size 13 shoes, and he put red glitter all over them. He's got a wig with the pigtails. He's got the dress. He's got a little stuffed black dog with him. And everybody's standing there, we're like, oh, my God. I mean, talk about a buzzkill.
Now, is this a straight guy?
I would rather he's dressed as the Joker, because this was terrible.
Is he a straight dude?
Oh, huh?
Is he a straight guy?
No.
Fantastic.
He's gay as hell.
He's a gay guy.
Hi. And he said, I'll meet you there, so we're okay. You know, so, like I said, we smoked our stuff, and we can't smoke in line. We have a few Long Island iced teas. We drop a few Xanax
right,
in line.
I got that part of the story.
Oh, my God.
And he shows up. It's Dorothy. Do you still sit next to him?
Hairy legs. Well, we didn't know what to do with him.
Oh,
you know, people loved it, but we're just, oh, my God. You know, size 13 shoes. He's pasted red glitter all over him.
God.
He's got a little plaid dress. He's got pigtails. He's got a black stuffed animal dog under his arm, Toto.
Only in Los Angeles, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
God almighty.
Anyway.
All right, thank you for calling, Cindy. Brian in Orange County, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
All right, you saw Batman effed up?
Yeah, I was on shrooms. I don't even barely remember any of it.
Did you dress up as well?
No, but I was on good bunch of things.
And when you saw it on shrooms, does the movie come out at you when you're shrooming?
You know, like, there was that bank robbery in the beginning, and that's when I started feeling all a little, you know, it's been years since I've done it, but that's when I started feeling, you know, a little good. And then it started progressing. I couldn't keep up with any of the storylines, any of the plots, so.
Right. So you got to go back and see it again.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Now, were you nervous on shrooms in a big theater filled with people?
Well, yeah, kind of at first, but it was only about half capacity. But
I would sit there and think to myself, man, okay, I hope this place doesn't catch on fire. Hope this place doesn't catch on fire. Hope there's no earthquake and the ceiling comes down. Well, that's right. There's a movie going on.
You know, the previews, you're waiting for, you know, 5-10 minutes in the beginning. I was tripping out on the threading on the back of the seat. I just kept staring at it, you know, and my buddy kept tapping me. What's wrong with you? And he knew I was on. I did it by myself.
Right.
I've been saving them for like a month.
Wow. Well, at least you're not, obviously you're not addicted, but you can save them for a month.
Well, it's been good, man. It's been 5 years.
Now, you say you were tripping on the thread of the seat in front of you?
Yeah, you know, they got the red stitching, you know, in the back, and I just kept staring at it, you know, moving around on me a little. I was paying more attention to that than the previous going
That
on.
Is classic. All right, buddy, we thank you for calling, and glad you enjoyed yourself watching that Batman. All right, we got to take a break, but at top of the hour, do news with Gina Grad. Gina, what's going on with that news tonight, ma'am?
Well, Donald Trump won't let his feud with Rosie die, and Gary Busey is still completely unintelligible. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Look at that. And also, right now, we're going to play the David Letterman Top 10 list, the top 10 things you overheard in line for the new Batman movie. Randy's listening to it right now. What's the best number?
You got to listen to number 8.
Number 8. All right. The top 10 things overheard in line for the new Batman movie. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
We'll do it live!